USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 400,000 jobs were added in April, but the nation is still seeing a slight decline in jobs in February and March. Revisions for those 2 months were released by the feds. They said 714,000 jobs were created in February, which is a drop of 36,000 from the number that was initially released. Meantime, there were 3,000 fewer jobs than first reported in March. That number now stands at 428,000. The People's Convoy is on the move once again. The convoy of trucks, which departed Port Falls, Idaho on Thursday morning, is expected back in the Washington, D.C. region later this month to stage a second demonstration. On its website, the convoy is saying it was bringing attention to freedom for all Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Under the Radar Minute has paid a fee to air this report. This week on Under the Radar Minute, we look at the exploding EV automotive sector. With near global mandates for 100% zero emission vehicles by 2035, a few public companies are poised to emerge into the spotlight. One little known company, eSight Motors, trading under the symbol VAPR, has a significant advantage over traditional manufacturers and is just beginning to be discovered. In fact, year-to-date, VAPR's stock has significantly outperformed Tesla, Lucid, Rivian, Nikola, NIO, Canoo, Ford, GM, Jaguar, Volvo, Volkswagen, and all of their subsidiaries. Under a special exemption, eSight is not required to meet any of the safety or other costly certifications of traditional manufacturers. Investors are starting to take notice of VAPR, and it undoubtedly will not be under the radar for long. Do your research now on VAPR at undertheradarminute.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says illegal immigrants are being promptly removed from the United States if their asylum claims don't prevail. But Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast doesn't agree. He tells Fox News he believes DHS treats these illegal immigrants differently.
It's take them into the country by a law enforcement officer under Homeland, then put them on a bus, make sure to give them some health care as well, put them on a bus and send them somewhere else around the country to appear at a court date sometime later in the future, maybe 2 or 3 years in the future, maybe never. That's what immediately placed into immigration enforcement proceedings actually looks like.
Elon Musk is denying former President Trump encouraged him to buy Twitter. CEO of Trump's social media company and former Congressman Devin Nunes claimed Trump was fueling Musk's purchase of the social media company to take on these tech tyrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, health care, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Sunday is Mother's Day, and kids are expected to drop a record sum celebrating mom. The National Retail Federation says spending will total $31.7 billion, $3.6 billion more than last year. The Federation expects people to shell out $25 more this year for a record average topping $245. The White House will have a new spokesperson starting May 16th. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has some information on who will now be handling the daily White House press briefings.
As the White House announced, the new spokesperson will be Karine Jean-Pierre starting May 13th. It's another example of the White House and its close ties to mainstream media. Current spokesperson Jen Psaki will become a broadcaster on MSNBC, and Jean-Pierre is married to a CNN news anchor. Some other information about Jean-Pierre. She worked for radical organization MoveOn.org. She has a history of anti-Israeli radicalism, and she once said Trump wanted to put a whites-only sign on the Statue of Liberty and claimed Trump had been a lifelong racist despite evidence to the contrary.
There's now a $20,000 reward to catch those who tried to ride a dolphin which washed up on a Texas beach. The incident happened as it sat on the sand in the Freeport area south of Houston. The crowd pushed the animal back out to sea, but it later died. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.